It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the... Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome back here on KNZA. It's the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory. It's March, presented by Giant Mobile. Brandon Tabb and Ray Penning here on 103.9 KNZA. We get you set for the highly anticipated rematch. The Silver Lake Eagles and the Heston Swathers in the semifinals of the Girls Class 3A State Championship Tournament. We are live and we are courtside here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. These two teams locked horns in the title game just 1 year ago. And it was Silver Lake coming out victorious by a final score of 66-61. Let's dive into both of these teams. Silver Lake under head coach Kyle Porter. They led it wire to wire on Wednesday night in their first round win against Girard. That final score was 56-45. Kaylin Haney, monstrous performance. 22 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists, and 5 steals. Her 16 made free throws. It tied a state tournament record that was set all the way back in 1995. How about 25 minutes played by Karis Deiter, the freshman guard? 21 points, including 19 in the first half. Three rebounds, three steals along with those rebounds. Monstrous performance for Karis Deiter. Shooting in that game for Silver Lake, they hit 17 of 36 shots, 47.2%. They were 3 of 10 from downtown and were 19 of 29 at the free throw line. They had 16 points off of turnovers and 26 points in the paint. They dominated the fast break points, defeating Girard in that category 20-8. They held the Trojans to just 29% shooting and 26% from downtown, and they forced the Trojans into 17 turnovers. On the other side, top-ranked number one seed Heston, the Swathers. They are 24-0. They defeated the 8-seed Holcomb in the first round Wednesday night. That final was 52-37. They actually trailed in that game 14-6 at the end of the first quarter, but they shot 8 of 16 in the second quarter. They outscored Holcomb 17-7, took a 23-21 halftime lead, and they would dominate the rest of the way, outscoring Holcomb 29-16 in the second half. Overall in the game, they shot 46% from the field, but just 1-11 from three. They were good at the charity stripe, hitting 13 of 16 free throw attempts, good for 81%. They were 30-6 in the advantage and points in the paint, and they forced Holcomb into 14 turnovers, and they out-rebounded Holcomb 25-21 and added 7 offensive rebounds in that category. Matt Richardson, the head coach, in his 20th year with the Swathers, and they have won at least 14 games in every season that he has led that program. Final Four history for both of these teams. The Swathers appearing in their 8th semifinals. They're looking for their 6th title game appearance, and they are looking for their 2nd championship in school history. On the other side for Silver Lake, their 14th semifinal appearance. They have made 8 championship games, and they have locked in 7 of those 8 on the winning side. Again, they are 7-1 in the championship games. Kyle Porter, his 5th season, looking for his 3rd state championship as a head coach in 8 years, and looking for his 2nd consecutive title here at Silver Lake. Highly anticipated rematch, and we are ready to bring it to you. 24-0, number 1 Heston, and 22-2, and number 6 Silver Lake. My conversation with Silver Lake coach Kyle Porter hits the air after a timeout. Don't go anywhere. A lot to get to here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high performance tires for the best ride or budget friendly all season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Brandon Tabman here with Kyle Porter, getting you set for tonight's semifinal game here on KNCA against the top seed and undefeated Heston Swathers. Coach, just an initial thought on the quarterfinal win Wednesday, wire to wire. At one point in the second half, Girard cut it to about 5 or 6 points, but never gotten it closer. Kara Stider, Kaylin Haney kind of leading the way in that big one on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I really felt like our guards led the way. I mean, we started off as well as we could have, I think, on a 6-0 or 8-0 run and really got out in transition. But we knew that Girard was a good team and that they'd make their runs and we'd have to withstand a little bit. And so, as with any game, you're going to face some adversity, and certainly we saw that in the third quarter, but really just proud of our toughness and our ability to finish the game.
Well, now you get Heston again, the storyline here. There's certainly plenty for those here tonight. It's obviously the big one being the rematch of the state championship a year ago where you guys won 66-61. We'll kind of dive into the nuts and bolts with this team, but just kind of the initial thoughts. I'm sure they're ready for this rematch.
Yeah, Heston brings everybody back. They're very experienced, and then they have one of the best players in the state of Kansas in Kendall Brugen. So it's going to be a tall order for us, but I think one we're excited about. And to be quite honest with you, we haven't been able to play the underdog card in a long time. So I think you're going to see a team that's pretty relaxed, ready to compete and ready to play against a team that probably has a lot more pressure on their shoulders than we do.
Yeah, you mentioned Kendall Brugen. It kind of went into my next point. One of the best players in the state, 5'10 senior, all-time leading scorer for their school, and also the most threes made as well. Just a matchup problem for sure at 5'10. What makes her such a challenge to kind of game prep for?
Yeah, well, she's super athletic. She runs like a deer and is really tough in transition with her long strides. And so I think that's where you start. You have to limit her in transition. And then her size and length allows her to get her shot off pretty easily. And so we're going to have to play tough on her. We're going to have to rely on our help defense at the rim and try to make her one-dimensional, I think, is our goal. If there's one weak area of her game, it's her ability to move laterally. And so my hope is that we can get her downhill and then trust our help to take charges and contest at the rim.
What would you say is the biggest factor in coming out with a win here tonight?
I think for us, it's to win the margins. We talk about trying to be better in transition in the half court with the rebound margin. We're not looking against a good team like we're facing tonight. We're not going to see huge marginal gains or victories in those areas. We just have to be a little bit better than them. And really, these games come down to who can play the best in the 32 minutes that are allotted. So really, our focus is on playing our best basketball, getting a score, getting a stop, win the margins. And I think if we do that, the game will take care of itself.
Well, excited for this one tonight here on KNZA. Kyle Porter, Silver Lake girls coach, joining us here. A rematch with Heston in the semifinals, of course, beating the Swathers last year in the state championship game. Coach, again, appreciate the time tonight.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll have the starting lineups and the tip-off coming your way next.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full-court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. An independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Moments away from the opening tip-off, the rematch of last season's state championship game. It's the Giant Communications and JVN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. You're dialed in, KNCA 103.9 FM. Our studio producer is Ray Penning. I'm Brandon Tamman here courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Well, let's get you the starting lineups for this highly anticipated rematch here tonight. Road team on the scoreboard, the Silver Lake Eagles under head coach Kyle Porter, looking for the second consecutive state championship in his fifth season at the helm. The Eagles have a record of 22-2, and they defeated Girard in the first round Wednesday night, 56-45. In the backcourt, Kalen Haney, a 5'7 junior, 22 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists, 5 steals in that win against Girard on Wednesday night. Her 826 career points is 12th on the all-time Silver Lake scoring list. The forwards, Taylor Zordel, or I should say in the backcourt, Taylor Zordel, 5'5 senior guard at 5 points per game. The two forwards I should mention again, it is Paige Hyman, a 5'10 junior at 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. She had 4 points and 5 boards in the win against Girard. Ella Bolin, a 5'11 senior, kind of a tough go for her against Girard, just 1 of 6 shooting and 2 points, ended up fouling out in that game, but averaging 8 points and nearly 4 rebounds a game this season. And then Carol Steiner, the 5'6 freshman guard at 12.2 points per game. 19 of her 21 points on Wednesday night in the first half, along with 3 steals and 3 rebounds. So again, Kaylin Haney, Taylor Zordel, Paige Hyman, Ella Bolin, and Kara Steiner for the Silver Lake Eagles. 24-0, number one seed and top ranked, the Heston Swathers under 20-year head coach Matt Richardson. It is Kendall Bruggen, the 5'10 senior, the school's all-time leading scorer, averaging 20 points per game during her senior campaign. In the backcourt is Callie Yoder, a 5'4 junior. She had 12 points in their win against Holcomb on Wednesday night. Abby Proctor, the second leading scorer for this Swathers team, a 5'10 senior, at just south of 10 points per game. She led the team with 16 points on Wednesday night. Also, Casey Mason, a swing forward, 5'8 senior, at just north of 6 points per game. And then Ava McGill in the backcourt, a 5'6 senior, 2 points, couple of rebounds, got her 2 points from the free throw line against Holcomb on Wednesday night. So again, for number one ranked Heston, Kendall Bruggen, Callie Yoder, Abby Proctor, Casey Mason, and Ava McGill. First quarter starting lineups are brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you will find at Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha. Ray Penning, Brandon Tamman here courtside. Rematch of last year's state championship game. Opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Silver Lake in the road maroon uniforms. Heston in the home white. Silver Lake from right to left. They will operate in the first half. Heston from left to right. We are packed inside the Hutchinson Sports Arena, and we are set to go. The winner gets Halstead tomorrow night in the title game. Colby awaits the loser in the third place game. And here we go. Here's Kalen Haney. First possession. Tip off won by Silver Lake. Here's Kara Steiner. Up top to Bolin. Left side it goes to Zordel. One dribble left. Haney now a touch on the wing. Gets a high ball screen from Hyman. Working at the free throw line. Dives into the block. Kicks it up top. Here's Bolin. picks up the dribble, right side to Diner. Now, touch inside, Zordel right to the rim, up and in for two. Taylor Zordel, beautiful possession, 30 seconds in, and Zordel gives the Eagles a 2-0 lead. Here comes Yoder into the front court, first offensive possession here for the undefeated 24-0 Swathers. Bouncing it up top, this is Casey Mason with the basketball. Hands it off to Yoder on the right wing, she's quickly doubled. Now a pass inside. This is Abby Proctor, a little up and under, a little strong on the shot, and a rebound for Zordel. Fights away and pushing now in transition from right to left. Here's Bolin, over to Karis Deiter. Now to Hyman, who's fouled on a shot on the right block. And free throws coming here for the 5'10 junior in Paige Hyman. Good start here for Silver Lake. 59 seconds in, first foul of the game, going against Ava McGill. Here is Hyman at the line. Her first free throw, a little strong, no good. 65.8% from that category. Coming into the tournament, played 25 minutes on Wednesday night, had 4 points and 5 rebounds. Her second freebie, nearly banked it in, but no good. She goes 0 for 2. Rebound cleared away by one of the best in the state, Kendall Brugen. Speaking of Brugen, has it, hesitates, kicks it into the corner. This is McGill. Back to Brugen up top, goes behind the back, guarded by Haney. What a matchup those two we'll have for you in store all game tonight. Now a touch. Abby Proctor, head of the circle, works it right with that dribble. Hands it off to Brugen. Nice ball fake. Straight away, gets all the way, flips it up and in. Kendall Brugen, nicely done. Individual effort. 2-2 tie, 90 seconds into this game. Mentioned right at the tip-off. Halstead, number 2 seed, awaiting in the championship game. Haney, nice dive and kick. Zordel sets for 3. Front rim, no. And fighting for the rebound, it's out of bounds, and it's last touch by Ava McGill. Silver Lake will keep the possession, throwing it in left side of their own backboard. 2-2 tie, 6:18 to go, first quarter. Points by Brugen and Zordel. Haney to throw it in, holding it high, gets it out here to the left wing. Now Haney gets it right back into the corner, guarded by Ava McGill. Wants to go baseline, tough spot there, gets it out here to Bolin, though, on the left wing. Now Karis Deiter a touch, head of the circle, working with the right-handed dribble, gets to the rack, shot rejected at the rim, and it's cleared away by Callie Yoder. Chance for Heston to take their first lead. Nice pass right side, it goes to McGill. Now it's a three by Yoder, fakes it, actually gets it off to Proctor here. Now a right side pass into the corner. Underneath, here's a touch, Mason, little reverse, but she lost, and a turnover by Heston. Here's Kaylin Haney into the front court, 5:43, clock moving, first period, a 2-2 tie. Rematch of last year's state championship game here in the semifinals. There's a hard drive by Haney. She's fouled. It's going to be on the floor. I believe it's Proctor who picked up that one. And it will be team foul number 2 against the Swathers. And number 1 on Proctor. It's on the floor. And Zordel set to throw it in. First sub of the game, J.C. Proctor, the younger sister of Abby, a 6'1 freshman in for the Swathers. Here's Zordel, nearly had it knocked away on the right wing. Good defense by Yoder there. They hand it off to Deiter on a curl in the paint. Now Bolin, left wing 3. Good rotation, but left it short. Hyman gets the rebound, gets it underneath to Deiter for 2. Karis Deiter, beautiful feed after the offensive rebound. A 4-2 lead now for Silver Lake as we're coming up on 3 minutes into this opening period. Now the ball was out of bounds on the far side. It wasn't collected by Brugen, and a turnover by Heston. This Swathers team, number 1 ranked in the top seed, unblemished. Central Kansas League champs at 24-0. Silver Lake comes in with 12 consecutive wins under their belt. Here's Haney into the front court, gets a double screen, top of the circle, works it right. Now diving baseline, underneath the basket, spinning, fading away for 2. Kaylin Haney on the board, and a 6-2 Silver Lake lead at 4:50 to go here in the first. Here's Brugen, hard drive, kick to Proctor in the corner, swish on a 3. That's a big-time shot for Abby Proctor, second leading scorer, and it cuts it to 1. Silver Lake 6 and Heston 5, 4:35 clock moving first quarter. Bolin had it knocked away, head of the circle, Haney gets it back, Deiter right corner, 3. It's a little bit strong, tipped in the air, out of bounds, and it's going to Heston. Good look from the right corner by Karis Deiter, but just a touch too strong on that triple. Savannah Wendy is into the game here for Silver Lake. We'll also see Jaylee Whitehead into the game for the first time as well. 4:25 to go, first quarter. Silver Lake 6 and Heston 5. And incredible championship game a year ago where Silver Lake won it 66-61. Now Halstead awaits in the 25 title game. Here's Proctor, head of the circle, diving in, kicks it right. Here's a ball fake by Yoder, gets in the paint, had it locked or knocked away in a steal. Turnover by Heston, their third of the quarter. Here's Haney going to work, backs it out here in the right corner, puts it on the dribble, baseline from that right corner, shot at the rim, up and good. Kalen Haney, two physical baskets here in the first period, and the lead back to three. It's 8-5 Eagles, 3:50 to go, clock moving, first quarter. Here is Brugen working on Haney, backs it out with a behind-the-back dribble. Here is J.C. Proctor with it, left side it goes. Now top of the key, diving shot, foul is called. As it was Jaden Williams, a sophomore guard who has just checked into the game, and she's going to the line to shoot free throws. First Silver Lake foul of the game going against Whitehead. That puts the 5'6 sophomore Jaden Williams at the line for two. And her first free throw is up and in. First point tonight for the sophomore Jaden Williams cuts the Silver Lake lead to 8-6. One more coming here for Jaden Williams, trying to get it to a one-point game. And she's able to do so. Two-for-two trip there for Jaden Williams. Her first 2 points tonight. 8-7, Silver Lake by one. 3.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Casual dribble across the timeline here. Picks up the pace of touch as Kaylin Haney now setting a screen, or wants a screen now on the right wing. Not using it to the left. Goes to her right. Back to Flynn on the right wing. Has the dribble, not using. Here's Dider. Short corner spins on the block. Shot no good as Brugen played great defense on that one to clear it away. Chance for Heston to retake the lead here. It is Yoder on the dribble. Now Brugen. Long pass. Williams. No one picking her up. Diving in. Kicks it back out. Brugen, a deep three. Book it. The all-time leader in school history in made threes. Adding to her total, Kendall Brugen has given Heston a 10-8 lead. 2:50 to go in this opening quarter. Her 179th made three of her career. Here's Haney on the dribble. Gets to the right wing. Kicks it back out. Bolin, a deep three. Got it! A Bolin from downtown. She knocks in a deep right wing triple. And Silver Lake retakes the lead at 11-10. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Back and forth we go between these two heavyweights. Here's a nice backdoor cut. J.C. Proctor had it knocked away and out of bounds. Good defense underneath by Whitehead. Swathers will keep. J.C. comes out. Older sister Abby checks in for her. Also back into the game, 5'6 senior Ava McGill. Silver Lake 11, Heston 10 here in this semifinal matchup. Two seed Halstead awaiting in tomorrow night's title game. Here's Brugen. They left her open. Deep three. Yep. Did it again. Kendall Brugen, 180 made threes in her career now. That's her second of the quarter. 13-11 Heston at 2:10 to go in this first period. Cannot let her get away like that. Here's Haney in the paint. Shot, spins out, no. Tipped into the hands of Dider, and then she puts up a shot and is fouled. Karis Dider on the offensive rebound, set to earn two at the line, and a chance to tie the game at 2:01 to go in this opening quarter. Team foul number three against Heston, and the first is going against Brugen. Here's Karis Dider at the line. 21 points on Wednesday night. First free throw is up and in. 3 points here in the first quarter. 61% foul shooter coming into the tournament. Chance to tie the game here at the stripe. Heavy student section behind that basket for the Swathers as she knocks in the second and has four early points. 13-13 tie. 2 minutes to go here in the first. Brugen wants it. Just about two steps in front of midcourt. Right side pass to Abby Proctor. Closed out by Bolin. Holds it high above her head. Now at the hip. Puts it on the dribble left once, picks it up there, back up top to Jaden Williams. She goes right to Brugen, closed out by Haney, hesitates, long two from straight away, it's high off the heel, and right into the hands of Ella Bolin. Chance for Silver Lake to retake the lead at 90 seconds to go here in the first. 13-13 tie, Haney steps into a three, it's off the right rim, no good, and it's picked up into the corner by McGill. Boy, Haney wanted that one, couldn't get it. Brugen, working in the left corner, goes between the legs, pass tip. Proctor has it, working in the paint, right side block, shot up, no, little strong, offensive rebound, and a foul called. That one pulled down by Casey Mason, and she'll go to the line for two. Silver Lake team foul number two, And let's check to see who it is on. It is Whitehead, and that is her second. Two subs on both sides coming in after this first free throw by Mason. Looking for her first points here in this game tonight. Rocking a heavy left knee brace, and her first free throw spins out no good. For the time being, it stays tied at 13-13. 71 seconds to go in this opening period. Second opportunity here at the stripe for Casey Mason. It's on the way, and it gets a kind shooter's touch. Swathers 3-for-4 at the line here in the first quarter. 14-13, they lead Silver Lake by one. 1:10 to go in this first quarter. Here is Haney, dribbling waist high with the right hand, working it now officially across that midcourt line. Picks up the dribble, top of the circle, gets a left side screen. Diving into the block, kicks it left, corner three, front rim no, tip, ball still on the ground, picked up by Haney, she got knocked to the floor, missed the second chance, and it's rebounded by Yoder here. 14-13 Heston, 48 seconds to go in the first. Here is McGill, back up top, it goes to Yoder, working on the dribble, now Abby Proctor a touch on the wing, Brugen in the corner, again guarded by Haney. They switch there, Proctor steps back, a right wing three, it's an air ball right into the hands of Karis Dider. 30 seconds to go here for Silver Lake. They can take the lead. Let's see how they want to handle this final potential possession here in quarter number one. Haney now on the dribble. 22 seconds to go. Casual to the right wing. Thought about pulling it. Instead, Bolin a touch up top. Right back to Haney on the wing. Wants a screen. Now Hyman. Back to Bolin. Dider up top. 11 seconds. Dider working, driving. A lot of contact. Missed everything on the shot. Scrum for the ball on the rebound. It's a tie-up. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to Heston. Maybe not what Coach Porter wanted on that potential final possession. Now Heston has the full length of the floor to work with 6.1 seconds left. Savannah Wendy checks back in here for Silver Lake. Help out here on the defensive end. I imagine it's going to be all Brugen here. Gets it into the front court. Goes coast to coast. Shot up and good. She took it 90 feet in 6 seconds. And Brugen with 10 of the 16 first quarter points for the Swathers. A rematch of last year's championship game here in the quarterfinals this year. The Swathers 16, Silver Lake 13. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center. And a reminder, there will be a show pig sale online this Sunday. To learn more, call 816-261-7153.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
A rematch of last year's Girls 3A State Championship here in the quarterfinals on KNCA. The Heston Swathers 16, Silver Lake Eagles 13. As Karis Dider, Paige Hyman, Taylor Zortle, Kaylin Haney, and Ella Boland start the second quarter. It is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Savetha. Every championship team that needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup and your vehicle needs championship caliber parts, which you can find at Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha. Here is Zortle. Thought about a right corner three. Silver Lake here. First possession, quarter number two. They're down three. Here's Karis Dider on the right wing. Here is Hyman a touch. Right elbow into the corner. Bolin ball faking. Dider right wing. A three on the way. Barely grazed the rim. It's short. But Haney able to gather the offensive rebound. Haney diving in. Shot foul on the floor. So a foul at 30 seconds in. First foul on either side here in quarter number two. And it's going to be number two on Ava McGill. Well, Kendall Brugen, one of the best in the state. The story in the first quarter for the Swathers, she had two threes and 10 of the 16 points. Here's Haney to throw it in right side of her own backboard. Gets it into Dider in the corner. Now a free throw line touch. They hand it off to Haney up top. Dives in. Now Dider. Here's Hyman. Long two. 19-footer. Front rim no. And actually grazed the rim. And it's going to go out of bounds. 40 seconds into the second quarter, 16-13 Heston in front. I'm sure they were itching to get an opportunity at Silver Lake here in this state tournament. Lo and behold, they get them in the semifinals here in 2025. Here's McGill around a ball screen by Proctor. Goes to Mason now. Picks up the dribble on the right wing. Hands it off to Brugen. Gets a good screen. Fires and connects. Kendall Brugen on a tear here in the first half. She has got 12. 18-13 Heston. Here's Haney near sideline working into the front court. Waist high with the left-handed dribble. Wants a high ball screen. Works left of it. And the pass deflected out of bounds. Good job. Active hands by Callie Yoder. As is Savannah Wendy is going to check back in here for Silver Lake. Also, Jaden Williams checking back in as well here for Heston. Near sideline. It's going to be Wendy to throw it in. Gets it into Haney. Bouncing this one back up top. In between the rings out high, it's Wendy. Into the corner. Hyman, short corner. Now Haney working on the block using strength. Rejected at the rim, but a foul is going to be called. At 6:36 to go in the second, free throws coming here for Kaylin Haney. Team foul number two against Heston in the quarter, and the first on Jaden Williams. Haney's first opportunity at the line tonight is up and good, and she's got five here in the first half. She was 16 of 19 from the line in the win against Girard on Wednesday. The 16 makes at the stripe, tied a 3A tournament record, which was set back in 1995. She knocks in the second, has six here in the half. The lead is three for Heston. At 18-15, we have played 90 seconds in quarter number two. Here's Williams into the game. Gets it off to Brugen. Knocked away. Haney, good defense. Brugen hits the floor. Able to get it off here left side to Mason. Mason up top. A touch for Abby Proctor. Works one dribble right. And now into the hands of Jaden Williams. Gets a ball screen in the paint. Left side shot. Long, deep. Elbow jumper is good. Knocked in by Casey Mason. That is her first field goal. She's got three. 20-15 Heston. 2 minutes into the second quarter. Here's Haney working it into the front court. Now puts it on the dribble hard. Kicks it after the drive to Dider. Dider driving. Had it knocked away in a steal. Picked up by Brugen. Turnover by Silver Lake. Brugen, long one-handed pass. And it's saved underneath. Picked up by Wendy. And somehow Silver Lake got the possession. And Kyle Porter able to salvage a timeout there. 30-second TO. We'll keep it right here. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. What a start here for Heston's Kendall Brugen. She has got 12 of the Swather 20. Right now, Heston's lead is 20-15 at 5:45 to go here in the first half. Silver Lake has six right now from Haney, 4 points from Karis Dider, three from Ella Boland, and two from Taylor Zortel. The other scoring from the Swathers, two from Jaden Williams, three from Abby Proctor, three from Casey Mason, and that rounds it out there for the 24-0 Swathers. Again, Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tamman here courtside, beautiful atmosphere for this highly anticipated championship rematch from a year ago here in this season's semifinals. Halstead awaits the winner, and tomorrow afternoon's championship, Colby gets the loser in the consolation final. Here's Haney, around a ball screen, working at the free throw line, up to Dider right wing, puts it on the dribble, now Boland in the corner, she'll go one dribble left, hands it off, little give and go, shot up, high off the window, a little bit strong, no good, and a rebound cleared away by Williams. Williams wants to go all the way, backed out on the wing, now skips it, Brugen, deep up corner, three, not this time, and it's tipped out of bounds, and it stays here with the Swathers. Once again, Silver Lake lost Brugen in the corner. Couldn't make them pay this time, but you do not want to continue to do that tonight. 5:11 to go, first half, 20-15 Swathers. They have the possession. Here's Proctor, left side on the wing. Right-handed dribble a couple times. Now back up top here to Williams. Williams now Brugen in the corner. Goes baseline right by Haney. Missed the shot, and it's tipped out of bounds. Boy, again, Silver Lake fortunate as she got right to the rim and appeared to have an easy bucket. But two open shots by Brugen here in the last minute, unable to go. Proctor to throw it in, looking for Brugen, tipped into the hands of Proctor. She goes inside, fades away, off the heel strong, and a rebound cleared away by Ella Boland. 20-15, Silver Lake down five with the ball, 4:45 to go in the half. There's a three, that one no good. Quick possession, one and done there. J.C. Proctor clears it away. Here's Kendall into the front court. This is Brugen, of course, on the left wing. Wants a ball screen. Gets it using sidestep. Layup good. Oh, boy. 14 for Kendall Brugen. It is 22-15 Swathers. 4:25 to go in this second quarter. Here is Haney into the front court using a double screen, using the right side of it, gets to the elbow, diving, shooting, missing, but a foul. And Haney right back to the line to shoot two at 4:15 to go in the half. Team foul number three against the Swathers in the quarter, and it's the second on Jaden Williams. Second trip to the line here in the half for Haney, 6 points in the game, and she's 3 for 3 now at the stripe as she knocks in the first and now has 7 in the game. Subs in on both sides, back in Casey Mason and Ava McGill. Savannah Wendy back in as well here for Silver Lake. The Swathers leading 22-16, now 22-17, as Haney is now 4 for 4 at the line here in the first half and has 8 points. Coming up on the halfway point here in the second, Swathers by 5 with the ball. Right side pass, Ava McGill the touch. Thought about going left, now right side in the corner with Yoder, diving in, kicking back up top here to Mason. One dribble right, and a long two, short no. And Haney tried to get it up in transition, but fouled after collecting the rebound. Big stop there by the Silver Lake defense. They get it back down 5 at 3:15, or I should say 3:53 to go in this second quarter of play. Swathers back off the pressure here. As Haney looks back at her head coach, Kyle Porter, and angles left here into the front court towards the left wing. Now picks up the pace, still on the left wing, steps into a deep three, got it, Kaylin Haney from downtown, trying to match Brugen, she's got 11, it's 22-20, the Swathers lead is cut to 2, here's a shot, good, how about that play by Callie Yoder, took it all the way herself after receiving the inbounds pass, 24-20, Swathers by 4, 3:20 to go in the half. Here's Haney again, now goes into the corner. This is Zortel, long pass, head of the circle, right side pass to Wendy. She has it on the right wing, turns around, hands it off to Haney. Wants to go to work. Wendy, lefty, corner, three! She got it to go! Savannah Wendy, a monstrous three! Her first field goal tonight, 24-23 Swathers. Just south of 3 minutes to go in the half. These teams exchanging buckets here in the second quarter. Here's a foul on the perimeter. Haney's reaction telling me it's going to be on her. And the official confirming it is. On Kaylin Haney, that is her first, and Silver Lake team foul number one in the quarter. Silver Lake's going to bring back Jaylee Whitehead into the game at 2:51 to go in the half. The Heston lead is 24-23. Swathers once in. At one point in this quarter, led it by 7. There's a shot, no good, but a foul. Good inbounds play to Casey Mason. She nearly had an and one, but she'll go to the line to shoot 2. Check the Silver Lake foul here. Looks to be on Hyman, her first, in team foul number 2. Casey Mason, a 5'8 senior, 3 points here in the first half. Her second trip at the line. She is 1 for 2 from the stripe, and her first tier is pure. 4 points for Casey Mason, 25-23 Swathers. Rocking a heavy left knee brace. And we'll have one more opportunity here to extend on a slight 2-point lead. Sets and fires, and a little strong, no good. She goes 1 for 2, rebound by Wendy. A 2 would tie it, a 3 would take the lead. Under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. 25-23 Swathers. Dider diving, rejected by Brugen. Brugen, a monster performance here in the first half with 14. Emphatic on the rejection there, but Silver Lake keeps. Here is Zortel to throw it in, left side of her own backboard. Dumps it into the backcourt here to Dider. Fakes a handoff, diving in, kicking left. Zortel open for 3. Got it for the lead. Taylor Zortel. She's got 5, and Silver Lake has erased a 7-point second-quarter deficit. Eagles 26, Swathers 25, 2:20 to go in the half. Working on the dribble left wing, it's Yoder. Gets it up top. Quiet first half for Abby Proctor, now McGill around a screen. Here's a touch for Yoder. Getting inside, spinning on the block. Abby Proctor working in the paint, works it right block. Up top to Brugen, between the legs, so smooth with it, all the way to the rack for 2. 16 in the first half for Kendall Brugen. Swathers retake the lead, 27-26. 1:52 clock going south here in quarter number two. What a game to this point we have seen from both sides. Here's Whitehead, gets it off to Deiter on a curl, shot rejected this time by Proctor, and it's cleared away in an unnecessary foul against Silver Lake. Team foul number three, and it's on Karis Deiter, her first. Haney, Bolin, Hyman, Wendy, and Zortle, the five on the floor. Abby Proctor, Brugen, McGill, and Mason alongside Yoder, the five on the floor for the Swathers. 90 seconds to go in the half. And was it out of bounds or was it an offensive foul? I think it was Yoder that turned it over. So at 90 seconds exactly to go, Silver Lake gets it back. Down one, 27-26 Swathers. Here's Bolin, head of the circle, diving in all the way. Wild shot, getting her own rebound, and then she's tripped underneath. Mason fell to the floor, and those two got tied up underneath, and they're going to get Mason with the foul. And that is the fifth foul of the quarter, and that's going to put Ella Bolin at the line to shoot two. And the foul on Mason, her second. Fans behind me, the Swather faithful did not agree. Bolin at the line, her first free throw, no good. She knocks this one in, she'll tie the game. 1:20 to go in the half. Swathers had a 7-point lead about halfway into this second period. Silver Lake, they came back to take the lead, but right now the Swathers by one. And Bolin's free throw is good. She goes 1-for-2, and we are tied. 4.5 for Ella Bolin. 27, we're deadlocked. Minute 15 to go in this first half. Here's Abby Proctor, holds it at the hip, now above her head, left side on the wing. Here is Brugen the touch, the hot hand with 16 in the first half. Swathers all-time leading scorer. Works it right side on the wing on Haney, gets a high ball screen from Proctor, closed out well by Haney, has to get rid of it, does so to Proctor on the block. Going to work, quickly doubled, knocked away, Brugen has it, sidestep shot, no, gets her own rebound, second chance, no good, but a foul. Boy, so active, Kendall Brugen. Getting that offensive rebound, now earning a trip to the free throw line to break the 27-all tie at 52.1 seconds to go in the half. Team foul number four against Silver Lake and the first on Ella Bolin. Brugen at the line. Here's Pierre. Swish. 17 first half points for Kendall Brugen. 1,750 points now in her career. With the 17 that she has tallied here tonight. And the next one is good as well. 18 for Kendall Brugen. 50 seconds and counting in the half. 29-27 Swathers. Undefeated at 24-0. Here's Bolin, left wing three for the lead. Missed everything but backboard. A long rebound here. And it's picked up. Sent up the court to Brugen. Layup. Good. 20 first half points for Kendall Brugen. 31-27 Swathers. 29 seconds left in the half, and that's a big swing there. McGill guarding Haney right in front of me. Works it back middle of the floor. Swather fans behind me getting loud. 16 seconds to go in the half. They lead it by four. Here's Haney in the corner. Baseline drive through contact, and she drew the foul. Head coach Matt Richardson, instant reaction, did not agree. Stops the clock at 11.6. The foul is on Yoder. That is her first, and it puts Haney at the line. First free throw is good. She's 5-for-5 at the line here in the first half and has 12 points. 31-28 Heston, 11.6 to go in the half. Haney at the line, her second is good. 13, and it's a 2-point lead for Heston. 31-29, they got 7 seconds. Here's Yoder into the front court. Brugen, they leave her open. A left wing three. Not there this time. Left it strong. Battle for the rebound on the floor, and that takes us to halftime. The highly anticipated rematch has led up to the billing here so far. Heston 31, Silver Lake 29. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online, highlandcc.edu. A lot to dissect after the timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
The new way to stay connected while on the go, Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone, bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net, Giant Communications and JBN Telephone, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Well, this championship rematch from a year ago has lived up to the hype so far here at KNCA. 24 of Heston, 31, 22-2 Silver Lake, 29. Again, Brandon Tamman here courtside, Hutchinson Sports Arena. Ray Penning, our studio producer, here on KNCA. Let's go through the first half numbers in this one. Heston's all-time leading scorer, and rightfully so, Kendall Bruggen, 20 points in the first half. She made 8 of 13 shots, including 2 of 4 from 3, and she made her lone 2 attempts at the free throw line as well. She had 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal, along with 2 block shots. Casey Mason, 4 points as well, 3 points from Abby Proctor, and 2 apiece from Callie Yoder and Ava McGill, and forgot 3 points as well from Jaden Williams. On the other side, Kaylin Haney, 13 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists, along with 1 steal in the first half for Silver Lake. She was 3 of 6 shooting, 1 of 2 from 3, and 6 for 6 from the free throw line. 5 points as well from Taylor Zortel, 4 apiece from Ella Bolin and Kara Snyder, and 3 points as well from Savannah Windy. Team shooting numbers in the first half. Heston, they were efficient across the board. They had 11 of 21 shots, good for 52.4%. They hit 3 of 7 from downtown, that's 42.9%. And they were 6 of 8 at the free throw line, good for 75%. For Silver Lake, 8 of 26, not quite where you want to be, just 31% from the floor in the first half. They were 4 of 12 from 3, 33.3%, but they were 9 of 12 from the free throw line, good for 75%. 5 lead changes, 3 ties. Largest lead for Heston's been 7. Largest lead for Silver Lake has been 4. Points off turnovers. Silver Lake 7, Heston none. Points in the paint. Heston 14, Silver Lake 8. Second chance points. 8 for Silver Lake, 3 for Heston. 16-13 Heston after 1. Eagle 16, 15 advantage in quarter number 2. Our score at the half, Heston 31, Silver Lake 29. Stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yingston, and Courtney Brockoff. Who's going to get Halstead in the championship game? Two more exciting quarters coming your way. We're back in 3 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sepetha residents, Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Temperatures are dropping. Critters are looking for warmth. Stay pest and rodent-free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family-owned and operated business, keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for reliable, effective pest control you can trust.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Hi, Communications and JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Ray Penning in studio here on KNCA, keeping us locked in. And on the air, doing a great job as always. I'm Brandon Dadman. We're here courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena, getting set to start the second half here on KNCA. Defending champion Silver Lake Eagles trailing the Heston Swathers 31-29. Again, thanks again to Highland Community College, our KNCA halftime show sponsor all throughout the high school basketball season. Well, this highly anticipated championship rematch, it has lived up to the hype at this point. Three ties, five lead changes in the first half. Swathers had a seven-point lead. That was their largest in the second quarter. It was quickly erased by Silver Lake, who had their largest lead at four in the first quarter. Heston led for nearly 9 minutes of that first half, just north of 4 minutes for Silver Lake. Dieter, Haney, Boland, Zortel, and Hyman Starting things out here in the third, it's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha. Every championship team needs a line starting lineup. Your vehicle needs those caliber parts as well. Find them at Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha. Here we go from right to left. Swathers the opening possession of the third quarter. Shot is up and good right underneath for Abby Proctor. Good opening possession there for the Swathers. Their lead is four. 21 seconds in, 33-29. Here's Haney. First offensive touch here for the Eagles in the third. They now operate from left to right. Pass in the paint. Haney gathering. Nearly quadruple teamed inside. And a hand check foul there against the Swathers. We'll see who it's on. It looks to be Ava McGill. And that is her third. First foul on either side here in the second half. 31 seconds into the third. Haney to throw it in. Has to get it in. Does so to Bullen in the corner left. Hands it off on the wing to Haney. Guarded by McGill. Spins. Backing down. Dumps it into the corner to Bolin. Right back left wing here to Haney. Halstead awaits in the championship game tomorrow. Colby gets the loser in the consolation final. Here's Dider on a drive from the right wing. Lost it. Diving. Ball on the floor. Still on the floor. Now picked up by Proctor. Turnover by Silver Lake. 33-29 Heston. About a minute into this third quarter. Into the front court here, Yoder, casual, hands it off to Proctor, wide open underneath McGill for two. Someone lost, Ava McGill, and that is her first basket. It is a six-point Swather lead at 35-29. Largest lead of the game for them was seven midway through the second quarter. Big possession here for Silver Lake to stop this tidy run here for the Swathers here early in the third. Here's Haney, free throw line, diving, kicking, Zordel, left corner, three, that's an air ball. And Swathers let it go out of bounds. McGill could have grabbed it, did not. And a sluggish start here for Silver Lake in the first 90 seconds of this third period. Heston 35, Silver Lake 29. Can Silver Lake get a stop? Here's Yoder into the front court. Abby Proctor now a touch up top. Works it two dribbles right. Lost it and a turnover. Two-on-one break here for Silver Lake. Dider bouncing it, Bolin shot, she is hammered at the rim by Brugen. That is the definition of a hard foul, but it was a basketball play for sure, nicely done. Brugen helping up, Bolin after that collision, and now Bolin at the line as Brugen picks up her second foul and team foul number two. Bolin, 1-for-2 at the line in the first half, and now 1-for-3 as he strong arms that first free throw attempt here. First sub in the second half for Silver Lake. It's Wendy checking in for Zordel. 6:14 to go, third quarter. 35-29 Heston. They have opened up this quarter on a 4-0 run. Second free throw up and good. Desperately needed that. Ella Bolin now with five. 35-30. Eagles down five. Coming up on 2 minutes into this third quarter. Here is Yoder. Up top, Mason a touch. Looks right. Goes that way. To Jaden Williams, who has checked back in. Proctor, now Brugen, dumps it inside. Shot no good, but a foul. What a pass by Brugen from the left elbow to the left block to Casey Mason. Silver Lake had no choice but to put a body on her and commit that foul to stop a potential easy bucket. Second foul against Hyman. First in the quarter against the Eagles. And Mason's first free throw is good. 5 points here in this ball game for Casey Mason, a 5'8 senior. 36-30, a chance to tie the largest lead of the game if she can spin this one home. And she does. 6 points in the game for Mason, 37-30, Swathers by a touchdown. Ties the largest lead of the game for them. 5:50 to go, clock moving third quarter. Pass deflected out of bounds, good defense, active hands by Yoder in the right corner. As they were looking for Wendy right there. Near sideline to throw it in. Wendy dumps it high right into the backcourt here to Haney. Now left side it goes to Wendy. Bolin, now Dider on the left wing. Wants a screen, working right side. Wendy, lefty, fires a three, spins it in there. Savannah Wendy, a monstrous three. Her second from downtown tonight, 37-33. Back to a four-point game. 5:25 to go in the third. Here's Mason, right side, Yoder wide open, swish. Yoder, a right wing triple. There's been times tonight the defense has been lackadaisical, so to speak, and they get that right back. It's 40-33, Swathers. Here's Haney working on the left wing, diving in, backing in, kicks it left. Hyman in the corner. Now pass in the paint, tipped, taken away. Turnover by Silver Lake. Heston working with some momentum here. Here's Yoder back up top to Williams. Right side to Brugen. 20 in the first half is yet to score here in the first few minutes. And her pass is saved underneath. No, they say it's out of bounds. And the Swathers turn it over. Desperately needed stop there for Silver Lake. And J.C. Proctor is going to check in here for the Swathers. Older sister Abby on the floor as well. Brugen, Yoder, and Williams. 40-33. Swathers by 7. 4:38 to go in this third period. Silver Lake has the possession. Pull in. Touch here for Haney. Right side. Wendy. Short arms at 3. Dider, though, or correction, that was Zordel with the backside rebound. Second chance. Haney kicks. Left corner. Nice ball fake by Zordel. Steps into a long 2. That one long. Wendy, the offensive rebound, able to back it out into the corner. Third chance opportunity here. Haney spins on the right wing. Dider on a dive. Shot. No good. 3 opportunities missed. And now Brugen wants to push. 1-on-3, sidestep, fade away, short. Rebound Haney. Haney had it knocked away. Brugen a steal, up the floor for 2. And a stoppage as Haney is down. She is hurt. 22 points for Brugen. But the concern right now is the health of Kaylin Haney. Down on her backside after she had that one knocked away by Brugen. That ultimately led to a bucket to give the Swathers a 9-point lead. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home. Right at home.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Well, right now, the concern here for Silver Lake is the health of All-State point guard Kaylin Haney, who is finally up to her feet after a collision with Brugen on a turnover that led to a Swathers bucket. Very gingerly with the walk from the near side to the far sideline and just hope she is okay. But right now, this Silver Lake team is going to have to rally, at least for the time being, without their All-State point guard. As Brugen up to 22 points after that steal and bucket, the largest lead of the game here for Heston at 9 at 42-33. We are just south of 4 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Just hope for the best for Haney. But right now, it is Zordel, it is Dider, it is Bolin, it is Wendy, and it is Whitehead. End of the game right now, the 5 on the floor for Silver Lake. Here is Dider, some full court pressure here, getting by Brugen. Heavy into the front court, wants to sidestep, threw up a wild shot, and she drew the foul. Swather fans do not approve. It'll be on J.C. Proctor, her first. Team foul number 3, and that puts Dider at the line to shoot 2. 4 points, couple of rebounds here for Dider in this game, and you need these ones for sure. Here's Silver Lake, and she can't connect on the first. 3:51 to go in the third. Swathers 42, Silver Lake 33. Dider's second. Missed them both. And a rebound for Brugen. Missed opportunities there. Now Heston with Brugen. Working on the dribble between the legs. Long left side pass to Williams on the wing. Right-handed dribble. Now J.C. Proctor a touch left elbow. Takes one dribble to the right elbow. Goes right side to Brugen. Post touch for Abby Proctor. They get it back here left wing. Jaden Williams diving in from the left wing. Good defense there by Wendy. Abby Proctor, right side, it goes to Yoder. Inside, shot up, no good. Missed by JC and a rebound for Karis Snyder. Still north of 3 minutes to go here in this third quarter. 42-33 Swathers. Their largest lead of the game. Wendy, deep three, right side rim, chasing down into the corner. Zortle lost it, out of bounds, and it's Heston basketball. Well, you can tell the difference when Haney is not on the floor. Brugen running back the other way to throw it in here for Heston. Haney is on the sideline here. Looks to me, at least initial thought, that we may see her back in, but I am certainly no physician. Left side pass, it goes Jaden Williams. They dump it inside. Proctor deep on the block. Push back out. Brugen thought about a three. Spinning, fading, firing. Too strong on a mid-range J. Rebound cleared away by Dider. Missed opportunities here to build on this lead. And Silver Lake have missed opportunities to chip away at the deficit. Missed shot. Wendy gets her own rebound. Second chance up, no good. And cleared away again by Jaden Williams. Brugen up the floor. A lot of contact, no good. And a foul is called. It's going to be on Whitehead, her third. And free throws here for Kendall Brugen. Largest lead of the game at 9 here for Heston, 42-33. 2:29 to go in the quarter. Brugen a chance to get it to double digits here at the line, and Haney is set to come back in. You need that for Silver Lake, and the first free throw by Brugen is up and good. She's got a game high, 23 points, 20 of those 23 in the first two quarters. Zortle is out, and Haney is back in. Brugen, sensational career, 20 points per game, her senior campaign. The all-time leading scorer is now 4-for-4 at the line. It has 24 points. Largest lead for Heston. Here's Haney into the front court. 44-33, Eagles trail. 2:20 to go here in the quarter. Here's Dider, shovels it. Here's Haney, kicks into the corner, pulling a three. It is way too long. She airballed it. And a foul on the floor appears to be going against Yoder and Heston, and that is the case. Heston fans do not agree. That'll call up Casey Mason back into the game, replacing the freshman in J.C. Proctor. Silver Lake will throw it in underneath. It's the final foul to give there for Heston. Next foul will put Silver Lake at the free throw line. Haney to throw it in, developing a screen. Dider pulling a touch at the elbow. Haney left side, thought about a left wing three. Hesitates on Brugen. Here's Dider on the curl, in the paint. Pass deflected, back to pulling up top. One dribble right, goes to Haney, back up top, here it goes to Whitehead on the dribble. Now Boland on the right wing, Haney in the post, had it knocked away, again knocked away, putting up a wild shot, and got it to go. Wow, what a finish by Haney with four white jerseys draped all over her. 44-35, Silver Lake down by 9. Minute 40 to go here in the third. Right side pass, here's a drive by Williams, she is bumped and fouled. Stops the clock at 1:38. Team foul number 4 against the Eagles. And that is the fourth on Jaylee Whitehead. So that brings up Taylor Zortle right back to the scorers table. 1:38 to go in the third. Heston 44, Silver Lake 35. Swathers have really kind of dominated this quarter. Haney gets a steal, though, here on the inbounds. Trying to beat everybody up the floor, stopping, popping, and hitting with the right hand. She wanted the foul, didn't get the call. But a second consecutive bucket for Haney in the lead, trimmed to 7, 44-37, 1:20 to go in this third quarter. Right now up top, Jaden Williams goes right side on the wing to Abby Proctor. Now in the corner it goes to Yoder, works it waist-high, left-handed dribbles, back to Brugen, right back immediately to Yoder on the wing. Post touch here. Mason working on the dribble underneath. Zortle defending. Shot up good. Mason won that battle on Zortle. 8 points for her. 46-37 Heston. We are under a minute to go in this third quarter. Here's Haney. Wants a high ball screen from the left wing by Boland. Steps back. Fouled on a three and she'll shoot three. The foul's going to be on Williams, her third. And three big opportunities at the stripe coming up here for Kaylin Haney with the clock stopped at 45.5. 17 in the game for Haney. Her first free throw, no good. She slaps the hands in frustration after that one. 46-37 at Swathers. Two more free throws still to come here for Haney. The second here is good. 18 to lead Silver Lake in this game tonight. The lead trimmed to 8. 46-38 Swathers. Just a touch south of 46 seconds left here in the third. Her third is short. She goes 1 for 3, and the rebound for Yoder. Into the front court. Stops left wing. Back to Bruggen. Gets ahead of steam. In the lane. Shot. It's good, but they say a foul on the floor. That is good news for Silver Lake because it's team foul number 4. It doesn't put Bruggen at the line. And the foul was on Hyman, her third. 37 seconds to go here in the quarter. Here's Yoder to throw it in. Bounces it in. Mason, shot good off the window. Mason, 6 of her 10 here in the third period, and the lead is 10. 48-38 Swathers. 26 seconds left here in the third quarter. See if Haney can get something going here. Diving in, flips it up, and in. Haney wanted another foul, didn't get the call. She's got 20. Still time for the Swathers here. 13 seconds. They lead Silver Lake by 8. Here's Yoder. Left elbow touch. Abby Proctor. They want Bruggen. Here it is. Top of the key. Step back. Deep three. It is high off the heel. Silver Lake clears it. And that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. The Swathers have been dreaming about a rematch with the Silver Lake Eagles. And going to the fourth quarter, they lead it by 8. Semi-final here in Hutch. Heston 48, Silver Lake 40. Fourth quarter after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Final quarter coming up here in Hutchinson. The Heston Swathers, top-ranked undefeated at 24-0, lead the defending champion Silver Lake Eagles 48-40. Haney, Bolin, Zortel, Dider, and Hyman. Fourth quarter starters for Silver Lake. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha. Every championship team that needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you will find at Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha. Silver Lake down 8. Trip to the state title game is on the line. Haney diving in, kicking left. Bolin a 3, and she knocks it down. Ella Bolin, her second triple. She's got 8. 48-43 Swathers. Here's Bruggen. Left side pass, Mason, a short jump shot, swish. Boy, Casey Mason having a monstrous second half. She's got 12 and the lead back to 7. 30 seconds into the final period, 50-43 Heston. Here's Haney, off the screen on McGill. Right side pass, Hyman, a ball fake, shot, stepped out of bounds, turns it over. Turnover by Silver Lake, and Heston gets it back, leading by 7 at 50-43. Halstead awaits the winner in the title game tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Loser plays at 12 noon against Colby in the consolation final. Here's Bruggen, guarded by Haney. All-state caliber matchup there. Here's Proctor holding at the left hip. Now Mason a touch high of the left elbow. Down inside McGill. She's wide open. Gets her own rebound off the miss. Trying to fight for a second chance. That one no good. Huge opportunity missed by McGill and a rebound for Zortel. Here's Haney into the front court, 6:50 to go. Diving in, Bolin, hot hand, deep three, got it! Bolin with 11, it's her third three of the game. 50-46, it's down to 4. Boy, Bolin monstrous here, 2 threes in the fourth quarter. We're 90 seconds in, a 4-point lead for the Swathers. They have the ball. Here's McGill up top, working right, stops on the wing. Goes into the corner with Bruggen, backs it out on the wing. Waistline dribbles with the left hand. Now McGill up top. Left side, Mason on the wing. And hounded by Hyman. Couldn't get away with that. Hyman called for the foul. That is her fourth. 6:14 to go in the game. Wendy and Whitehead are checking back in. And Zortel and Hyman will get seats. Heston 50, Silver Lake 46. 6:14 to go in this game. Heston after the foul with the possession here in the front court. Abby Proctor holding at the hip. Up top McGill. Left side it goes to Yoder. Yoder baseline drive on Dider. Shot up. Too strong. Tip. Pulling the rebound. Here comes Silver Lake down four. 6 minutes to go. Here's Haney dribbling waist high with the right, holding up the number one with the left to direct the play call. Wants a double screen, works right. Heston played it well. Haney gets around Proctor, diving in, kicking left. Here's Whitehead, floater in the lane. Missed, rebound, shot, no, but a foul. Paris Dider with a huge offensive rebound, and she will go to the line to shoot two. Swather's first foul here in the fourth quarter, and number three against Callie Yoder. Dider 4 points in the game tonight. She's 2 for 4 at the line. Monster opportunities here, and her first is good. It is a 3-point game. Heston had an 11-point lead in that third quarter. Second is good. It is down to 2. Heston 50, Silver Lake 48. 5:35 to go in this semifinals. Here's Bruggen up top. Abby Proctor right side, Mason. Now McGill has the touch. Comes back top of the key. Hands it off to Yoder on a curl. Backs it out, head of the circle. Left side it goes. McGill on the wing. Wants a Proctor screen. Utilizing, firing. Short arms a shot. Gets her own rebound. Ball's on the floor. Bodies everywhere. Is it going to be a jump ball? It is. And the Swathers will keep the possession on this end of the floor on the tie-up. And a timeout right now taken by Heston. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Trip to the title game on the line. Heston 50, Silver Lake 48. 5:14 to go. Back in a tight bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Doesn't get much better than this here at KNCA. Heston 50, Silver Lake 48. Class 3A girls semifinal action here in Hutch. Halstead awaits the winner in the championship game, who defeated Colby earlier today 46-33. And Colby awaits the loser in the consolation final. This is a rematch of last year's state championship game. Swathers, number one ranked at 24-0. Silver Lake, number six ranking at 22-2. Looking for their second consecutive state championship. Out of the timeout, Heston turns it over. It's picked off by Dider. Chance to tie or take the lead with just north of 5 minutes to go. Here's Haney, right side, working off a screen to the rack. Shot and good. We are tied, 22 for Kaylin Haney. And now a stoppage of play for a substitution. Not sure what the issue was there, but nonetheless, it'll be Heston basketball, and we're deadlocked at 50. 22 for Kaylin Haney in this one. Couple subs in for Heston. Mason replacing Proctor. McGill, J.C. Proctor. Also on the floor, Jaden Williams. And Kendall Bruggen. Don't think Bruggen's ever going to take a seat. The remainder of this game, 4:58 to go. We are deadlocked at 50. Championship final last year was 66-61, Silver Lake. Silver Lake fans on the feet, far side of the floor here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Here we go, back to it. Heston into the front court. Here's Williams. handed off to Yoder on a curl. J.C. Proctor, a touch to Brugen, now left side, gets a ball screen. Haney does a good job going under that screen. Yoder nearly got away with a walk, but lost the handle, getting it back. J.C. Proctor back up to Brugen. 4.5 minutes to go. We're deadlocked at 50 all. Here's Brugen going to work by herself. Haney knocked it away. Brugen gets it back. Here's Williams around the arc, curling left side to J.C. Proctor in the corner. Stops on the wing, dumps it inside, pass out of bounds. Last touch by Silver Lake. Abby Proctor is going to check back into the game, joining her sister J.C. on the floor in the post, replacing Casey Mason. 4:18 to go. Deadlocked at 50 here in the state semifinals. Oh, Abby Proctor wide open, and Dider had no choice but to foul. Good inbounds play. Dider picks up her second. Team foul number 3. Or it's actually the second team foul here in the quarter. Beg your pardon. But a chance for Abby Proctor tonight to break this tie at the line. Her first. No good. She missed it. Heston 50. Silver Lake 50. 4:17 to go in this game. Chance to break the tie, though, with one more. Got it to go. Proctor has 6 points in the game, and Heston retakes the lead, 51-50. Coming up on the halfway point here in the final period. Here's Haney into the front court, guarded by Brugen. Gets a pull and screen, works left, stopping on the wing, bumped and fouled. Second team foul against the Swathers here in the quarter. That stops the clock at 4:05, and the foul on Yoder, her fourth. And a sub coming back in, it'll be Ava McGill. Has to replace Yoder, who just picked up her fourth personal. Silver Lake throwing it in. Dider open. Missed the shot on the left, but she's back to the line after the third foul in the quarter called against the Swathers. Good inbounds pass there. And it's Abby Proctor's second personal. And a chance for Karis Dider with two free throws here. She can make them both, would give Silver Lake the lead. And her first is good. She ties the game at 51 all. 4:04 left. Dider with 7 in this one. Chance to break the tie. It is up and good. Silver Lake takes the lead. 52-51 Eagles. Here we go. We're 4 minutes in and 4 to go in the final quarter. Brugen going to work, taking it all the way. Shot no good. Backside rebound for Wendy using strong hands. Silver Lake gets it back. 3:51 to go. They lead it by one. Brugen nearly knocked it away from Haney. Silver Lake fans wanted a call. They didn't get it there. And now a timeout. A little hesitant there for Kyle Porter. He'll take a 30. We'll keep it right here. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Wyoming. Silver Lake 52, Heston 51. What a dynamite performance from both of these teams. Kendall Brugen, 24, to lead the Swathers, but she has been somewhat quiet here in the second half. 20 of her 24 came in the first two quarters, and Caitlin Haney, she had a scare in that third quarter going down with an injury, but has come back and has scored 9 points since returning to the game and has 22 to lead Silver Lake. Heston had an 11-point lead at one point in that third quarter, and they led it by 8 going into the final period. The Eagles and defending champs have not gone away without a fight, and the Eagles have a 1-point lead and the possession in the front court out of the timeout. Here's Whitehead in front of her own bench to throw it in. Does so to Boland. Backside, Haney, diving shot is no good, but she's fouled by Brugen. Brugen saying no go, but the official says otherwise. Third foul on Brugen, the fourth foul against the Swathers. 3:42 left in the game. Eagles are in the bonus. Haney at the line. Her first is good. 2-point Silver Lake lead. She's got 23. 53-51 Eagles. Her second, pure. 24. And it's a 3-point Silver Lake lead. Knocked out of bounds. Abby Proctor wanted a foul, didn't get it. Silver Lake showing some pressure here in the full court. 3:41 to go in the game. Now the Eagles back off. And we'll let Brugen bring it into the front court. Silver Lake, the defending champs by 3. As we approach the final 3.5 minutes of this game. Abby Proctor a touch, holding left hip, swinging through, hands off to Yoder on a curl. Here's Brugen, gets a double screen, spins in the lane, and she is fouled, and they call it an and one. This is not the NBA. That should have been on the floor. Wow, what a break for Brugen and a chance to tie the game. Might have got away with a walk as well. The foul is on Wendy. That is her first and team foul number two. Chance to tie it at the line, and she got it. Brugen's got 27. 54-54 tie, 3:20 to go. What more could you ask for? Here's Haney with the basketball, waist high with the left hand, working on the left wing, guarded by McGill, going opposite of the Bolin screen. Bolin, NBA range, drills a three! Bolin, her fourth triple! 57-54 Eagles, 3 minutes to go. Brugen driving, shovels it to Proctor, her shot short. Rebound, Silver Lake and Wendy. Unbelievable, Ella Bolin, 14 and 4 threes, including 3 in the second half. 2:45 to go in the game. Eagles can nurse the clock. Here's Dider diving, lost it. Battle for it. Scrum picks up a turnover. Big steal by the Swathers. They're down 3 into the front court. Here's Brugen in the corner. 2.5 minutes to go. Gets a ball screen. They go behind. Brugen for the tie. No. Rebound, Silver Lake. Wendy, another strong rebound. 2:20 to go. Silver Lake by 3 in the front court. Kyle Porter wants a timeout. 2:20 to go in the game. It's a full. We will follow. Silver Lake 57, Heston 54. I got to catch the breath. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
This has been high-level quality basketball here in Hutch this afternoon. The Silver Lake Eagles, defending champion Silver Lake Eagles, have erased an 11-point deficit here in the second half. They lead the Swathers by 3 at 57-54. 2:20 to go in the game. Silver Lake in the front court. Far sideline will come in. And Whitehead dumps it into Haney. High left on the wing. Closed down by McGill. Heston's next foul puts Silver Lake at the free throw line. Silver Lake, they have one foul to give here in the final two and change. Here's Haney, and there's the foul. A bump there by McGill, and that's going to be her fourth. And Haney at the line to shoot two. With the clock stopped at 2:07, and Silver Lake leading by 3. And her first free throw is good. Hit the rim twice, fell north, and went on through. 25 for Haney. 12 of the 25 in the second half. 58-54, Silver Lake by 4. Now the lead is 5. Incredible stuff. This is a monstrous possession for the Swathers. Brugen inside, Mason shot, and they call a blocking foul. Wendy tried to take the charge. Mason will shoot two. Last foul to give for Silver Lake. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the quarter. 2:01 remaining in the game. Big free throws here for Casey Mason. 59-54 Eagles. 2:01 to go. Mason's first. Spins it, settles, fires, and drills it. Mason's had a great game. She's got 13 after just 4 in the quarterfinal win against Holcomb on Wednesday night. To get it to a 3-point game, she puts it up, and she puts it in. 14 for Mason. Silver Lake 59, Heston 56, 1:55 and counting left in this game. Here's Dider in the corner, back high right to Haney. Guarded by McGill. Or correction, that's Jaden Williams on the defense. Haney spinning away from her. Gets it up top to Dider. 1:40 to go. They lead it by three. This play's getting wild. Spinning on Williams. Defending Haney, left side on the wing. Time running off here. But still 1:29 to go. Clock moving south. How long does Heston go before committing a foul or looking to try to get a steal? Bolin in the corner. Back up Haney. We're down to 1:17. Silver Lake by three, and there's the foul by Brugen. And I don't think she wanted to commit that foul because that is her fourth. 1:14 to go. Haney is shooting two with Silver Lake leading 59-56. And her first is good. Nothing but net. 27 for Haney. Her second is good. 28. 5-point Silver Lake lead with a minute 10 to go. 61-56 Eagles. Swathers, they need points here. Mason left side on the wing. Here's Proctor on a cut. Lost it short corner. Gathering. Gets it in the paint. Throws up a shot. Got it to go. 10 out of 10. Difficult finish for Abby Proctor. She's got 8. And a timeout on the floor. 58 seconds remaining in this game. Silver Lake 61. Heston 58. Time brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Ray Pinning in studio. Brandon Tamman here on KNZA. What a game we have seen tonight. And you could argue these might be the two best teams remaining in this tournament. And we are getting a dandy here in the semifinals where Halstead awaits in the title game tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Kendall Brugen, 27 for Heston. Kaylin Haney, 28 for Silver Lake. Ella Bolin is monstrous here in the second half. She has hit 4 threes and has 14 points. Second leading scorer is Casey Mason for the Swathers with 14 of her own, including 6 of 8 at the free throw line. 59 seconds remaining in the game. Heston showing pressure in the full court. Silver Lake by 3. Get it into Haney. She's quickly doubled. Gets it off to Wendy. Gets it to Dider here. Still got to work it across the timeline. Does so. Gets it off to Haney. High left. Into the corner with Wendy. Back up top to Haney. They don't want to foul Haney. She is doubled. Had it knocked away. And a timeout by Silver Lake. They got it off in time. Swather fans not agreeing, but Porter gets a full timeout called before a potential turnover. We'll step aside for 30. 3-point Silver Lake lead. 43 seconds to go. Don't go anywhere. Back after this on KNZA.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center. And a reminder, there will be a show pig sale online this Sunday. To learn more, call 816-261-7153.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Let's break it down for you. If you're just joining us, I feel bad for you. It's been a dandy of a contest here tonight. Silver Lake 61, Heston 58. Out of the timeout, Silver Lake gets the ball in. Far side of the floor. Dider up top, Haney. 39 seconds to go. Eagles by 3. Trip to the title game is on the line. Halstead awaits. There's a foul. Dider's going to go to the line. Abby Proctor picks up her third. And monster free throws here with 33.5 seconds left in the game. Karis Dider has made 4 consecutive free throws in the second half. She has 8 points. To turn this into a two-possession game with 33.5 ticks to go. Her first. Good. Got the shooter's touch. They would call that. And she's got 9. 62-58 Silver Lake. Second here by Dider. Spins and fires and drills it. Absolutely clutch at the line. 63-58, 30 seconds to go. Here's the Swathers into the front court. Right side to Williams. They can't waste a lot of time, but a timeout called. 25 seconds to go. It's another full. Out of this timeout, the Swathers are going to have to get points. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting here on KNZA. Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tebman with you. Don't forget, the Silver Lake boys are going to follow this one here at 8 o'clock. That'll be on our sister station, 96.9 KOZA. We will flip over to that station at 8 o'clock for the Silver Lake boys in their semifinal tilt here at Hutch as they take on the Goodland Cowboys. Right now, the girls for Silver Lake trying to get back to the state championship. They have grinded, they have battled, they have been in a dogfight all afternoon. But right now, the Eagles lead it by 5, 63-58. Swathers will have it in the front court, out of the timeout. Silver Lake has Wendy, Haney, Dider, Whitehead, and Bolin on the floor. Brugen, Mason, Proctor, Williams, and also Yoder, the 5 on the floor for Heston. Here we go. A must-need possession here for the Swathers. 22 seconds. Proctor has it. They set it up. Brugen open for 3. Short rim, no. Rebound, Silver Lake. Dider has it. Gets it to Haney. Works into the front court. 12 seconds left, and there's the foul. 11 and a half seconds to go. Eagles by 5. Unbelievable. And the foul is on Yoder, and she is fouled out of the game. Boy, Brugen, they set her up. She had a great look, but just short on the 3. And Haney at the line for 2 more. It's good. 29 for Haney, and the lead is 6. 11.5 seconds left. Haney's free throw is good. A 30-burger on the board. Silver Lake up by 7. 9 seconds. Here's Brugen. Deep downtown 3. No good. Side of the rebound. Works around a defender up the floor. They will not foul. Silver Lake wins the game. 65-58. The title defense reaches the championship game tomorrow. They will face number 2, Halstead, who defeated Colby earlier this afternoon. An incredible rally. Once down 11 in the third quarter, and Silver Lake wins it. 65-58. Goodness me. Our postgame show next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech managed IT solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship level defense today.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Everybody wants to have their home or office
fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Boy, oh boy, did we have probably enough time to catch the breath as we witnessed an absolutely sensational ball game here tonight in Hutch. The Silver Lake girls are back in the state championship game as they have a monster fourth quarter, and they rally from an 11-point third-quarter deficit to give Heston their first loss of the season. Final score, Silver Lake 65, Heston 58. Again, Ray Penning, our studio producer, going to apologize. The postgame here is not going to be incredibly long because we got to flip over to our sister station, 96.9 KOZA, as the Silver Lake boys will have their semifinal contest on that station. Again, 96.9 at 8 o'clock. They're taking on the Goodland Cowboys, trying to join their girls squad in state championship games here in Hutch tomorrow. But again, first half, so competitive, so back and forth. 16-13, Heston led after one. It was 31-29, Heston at the half. And things got a little dicey in that third quarter. Heston had built an 11-point lead at the time. Kaylin Haney went down with an injury and was helped off the floor, but wasn't on the bench for long. Came back after a couple-minute breather and tore it up the rest of the way. She finished with 28 points here in the game tonight, including 15 of 17 at the line. So after a night on Wednesday where she hit 16 free throws, which tied a state tournament record. She goes 15-17 at the line, a bulk of that in the fourth quarter that helped create that separation. But Ella Boland as well cannot talk about this win without talking about her. She had three threes in the second half when the comeback was on for Silver Lake. She hit 4 of 7 from downtown and had 14 points, 10 as well for Karis Dider, a good chunk of that at the free throw line. 5 points for Taylor Zortle, 6 from Savannah Wendy, and 2 points from Jaylee Whitehead. Brugen, again, all-time leading scorer. That is Kendall Brugen for Heston. A monster night, 27 points, 20 of those in the first half. Fairly limited in the second half, but had a monster night, 27 points and 5 rebounds. 14 as well from Casey Mason. Abby Proctor had 8. Callie Yoder with 5 and 2 points apiece from Ava McGill and also Jaden Williams. Final shooting numbers in this game. You look at Silver Lake, 16 of 43 shooting, 37%. They hit 40% of their threes going 8 of 20. And at the line again, sensational, 25 of 33, good for 76%. Heston, they hit 20 of 43 shots, good for 46.5%. From downtown, they hit 4 of 12 and even 33.3%. Heston was also good at the free throw line, hitting 14 out of 17. There were 6 ties and 6 lead changes. Heston led for north of 20 minutes compared to south of 8 minutes for Silver Lake. But in the end, a 25-10 fourth quarter for Silver Lake, and they are back and are one win away from the repeat championship. 65-58, your final score. Kalen Haney is our player to bank on. It is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Again, 28 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. She was 6 of 9 from the floor, 1 of 2 from 3, and 15 of 17 at the free throw line. Ice in her veins in the final minutes of the fourth quarter. An incredible atmosphere, an incredible game. Now can the boys do the same? As they are taking on the Goodland Cowboys at 8 o'clock, we're switching over to our sister station, 96.9, The Pulse. So that wraps it up again for us here. Thanks again, Ray Penning. You the man. We appreciate it, brother. And the Silver Lake Eagles will take on Halstead tomorrow at 4 o'clock right here on KNZA for the Class 3A State Championship. Again, for Ray in studio, Brandon with you. Talk to you tomorrow. Catch the breath, folks. The boys on KOZA coming up at 8 o'clock. Thanks for listening here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontirekS.com.